This track was widely considered the anthem for apathetic kids of Generation X. Generation X spanned those children born between roughly 1965 and 1983. The singer then references a revolutionary type of energy. This is his thesis statement, where he's saying that many of the kids of his generation have big ideas of revolting and becoming the leaders of tomorrow, today. But they don't put their fucking money where their mouth is. And it's all just a lot of hot air. Despite the fact that the artist knows that he has incredible influence as a musician, he admits that he's not good at galvanizing the masses. This line is a direct reference to one of his ex-girlfriends. It's widely viewed that that person is Toby Vail. She takes things to the extreme, and that she has these unrealistic views of the world, and that none of her views will come to pass. So many people of their generation are fucked up. People who are confident and self-assured are actually in the minority. And you can't talk about that, because if you do, you'll be ostracized by the mob. The artist here is also taking a shot at society as a whole, and his generation specifically, saying that people are just a bunch of fucking phonies and they're fake, and that those who are self-assured are actually vilified because of their confidence and having a fucking clue. Thus, self-assured is the dirty word. Despite the fact that the artist knows that he has incredible influence as a musician, he admits that he's not good at galvanizing the masses and being a leader for his generation of phonies, and he views that as a blessing. Then the artist, in a subtle way, shouts out the members of his band and saying that it's a fucked up world, it's a fucked up space, but I know and I can trust the people in my inner circle, my bandmates, and I'll always ride with them and know that they're not fake, that they're not phonies, and that will never change. The singer goes on to outline that sometimes he doesn't know why he does what he does, because there's a lot of things about being a rock star that fucking suck, and he ain't talking about the women. He admits, though, that despite all the negative shit that he has to deal with and would frankly rather not deal with, at his core, he loves making the music, and ultimately, that's what makes him smile. He thought about going a little bit deeper into why he does what he does, and his love of music, and what else he might have been able to do in his life. And then he just says, you know what, fuck it, who gives a shit, I'm a rock star, I fucking love the music, and it is what it is. Enough fucking overanalyzation. The artist then reiterates the plea that he outlined at the beginning of the track for his generation to wake the fuck up and stop being such pussies and to stop pretending they're so tough and to just fucking be themselves and to do some right in this world. How low is him looking down as far as he can to see the scum of the Generation Xers? The singer then makes a reference to how he subtly yearns for the darkness. When I'm fucking high, or when I'm asleep, or when I'm not in the public eye, the world doesn't seem so complicated and vile. It's when I'm out in the light, that's when all the shit that I have to deal with every single fucking day, from not just Generation Xers, but the public, gets messy. And he's also saying that he's fucking sick of being somebody that just stays in their lane and sings. He will not just entertain you. He's a human being with thoughts, feelings, and a perspective. Again, he doesn't necessarily feel good about his role in society, but it's what he does. But despite that fact, a portion of him feels like he's part of the problem, because he does have a platform, and he does know that he has the ability to fire up people and to galvanize them in a way that could be productive, but he's not doing it. He just sings and spreads the wildfire that are the pretenders and all the fucking useless shit that came out of Generation X. The singer then alludes to the idea that whether you're half black, half white, a blood-sucking insect, or my internal ravenous sex drive, we're all just fucking fake pretenders, and I don't know what the fuck we're gonna turn this world into. Ultimately, the singer makes a point centered around that the human race as a whole are nothing but a bunch of blood-sucking mosquitoes who do things based on their own selfish needs and sexual desires. He ends the track by saying multiple times that society as a whole is in denial about what they really are? Is each individual person in denial about themselves? The debate about the actual true meanings of this song are everlasting. The name of the song was born just over a year earlier, in August of 1990, when lead singer Kurt Cobain, his girlfriend at the time Toby Vail, and her Bikini Kill bandmate Kathleen Hanna came across a deodorant in an Olympia, Washington supermarket entitled Teen Spirit. They thought it was funny, and it turned into somewhat of an inside joke among the group of friends. Later that night, as the trio got fucking wasted at Cobain's place, they began to trash the room. It was at that point Hanna took a Sharpie and wrote on one of the walls, "Kurt smells like Teen Spirit." Initially, Cobain viewed it as a compliment, thinking that the girls viewed him as the embodiment of everything that was youthful, fun, and exciting. It wasn't until months later, even after the single came out, that he realized that they were just bullshitting him about some deodorant spray. Today's lyrical is none other than one of the greatest rock songs of all time. Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. I'm Dr. Mayshawn, and this is Lyrical.